Hello, everybody, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Connor. I'm here with Mike. We're excited to be able to wade in again with you to what is a part 3 of 4, a Q&A about marriage and family. Over the last 2 weeks, we have answered questions related to bringing your whole family, parents, and kids together into the worship service at church. And then on the second week, it was, what do I do when my spouse sins? So just some practical and personal questions that we're trying to answer. This third question that we want to look at is basically a kind of a slew of different categories, just a kind of scattershot Q&A about money, sex, and discipline of kids. So if that's not hitting close to home where a lot of parents and couples are living, I don't know what is. Money, sex, and discipline of kids. Mike, how do you want to slice this up today? Do you want to just take a few minutes for each of the three categories? What do you think?
Well, first of all, we've chosen the three things that couples fight about the most.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. That's,
so yeah. What I want to do, because this is a briefer one, is make the same comments on all three.
Okay.
What I want to do is try to hit three birds with one stone.
I like it. Okay. That's going to take a good shot.
This is going to be we'll be the first people that have ever tried, and maybe
hopefully,
we fail,
but
we're going to try.
Maybe we'll
try. We're going to try.
Okay. Okay. So yeah. So these are the three things that people fight about most: money, sex, and the discipline of kids. What would you say are some like guiding, governing principles that we could have in mind thinking about the way people get in trouble in each of these three areas?
Okay. So I've got three things.
Okay.
Talk and consider God's glory. That's one. Talk to each other and consider God's glory.
Okay.
So when it comes to money, when it comes to sex, when it comes to disciplining of the kids, the couple in marriage should talk to each other and consider what would glorify God most. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I have anything to say in response to that. I like it.
All right. Now, the next one is don't withhold. Okay, now watch this. Don't withhold money from your spouse. Okay? Don't be like, this is all mine. You know, I tell every premarried couple, bank accounts go together, not separate, and all of that. Oh, but wait, we get better tax. Money should go together, not separate, and all of that, period. Okay? Sex, you know, 1 Corinthians 7, verse 5, do not deprive one another except perhaps by agreement. Okay, so one doesn't just say, well, we're not doing this anymore.
Uh-huh.
Okay, for a limited time and you may devote yourself to prayer, but come together again that Satan may not tempt you because of your lack of self-control. So there's a lot more to that. We'll get that. I'm going to be preaching on that one Sunday soon.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got that. And then what about don't withhold discipline from your kids? Like Proverbs is very clear about that. Like do not withhold the rod from your child because you're not going to kill them and you're going to save their soul from hell.
Yeah.
Now take the Bible straight up. Okay. There is when we preach Ephesians 6, 4, bring your child up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Discipline is the demonstrative consequences of breaking the rules of a Christian household. And instruction is verbal talking about it. So there is something. There is something, okay? So, yeah. And then the last thing is don't abuse. Don't abuse the privilege. Don't abuse money. Don't abuse sex. And don't abuse discipline your kids. Yeah, that's the three things I would say. Talk and consider God's glory. Don't withhold and don't abuse.
Man, super helpful. Do you have more to elaborate? I don't even, I'm just soaking it up. It's good.
Right
yeah,
there.
It's good. Okay.
Well, can I say on the don't abuse?
Please, yeah.
Don't discipline your kids out of anger, okay? And it needs to be appropriate to the. There's childish things that don't need as big of a consequence as outright rebellion and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Kids are different. You know, we have five kids. They all were different makeup. Different. They're all sinners. All sinners still, but different ways of relating, different ways of sinning, even. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you discipline your kids, be careful with that. But always be together. So don't abuse the marriage relationship by saying, hey, I know your dad said this, but let's go ahead and do this. Or I know your mom said this, but let's go ahead and do that.
Mm-hmm.
No, united front. Okay. Kids can't break that bond. And then don't abuse sex and don't abuse it by either, you know, withholding it or demanding it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Or doing, or it, just be careful and be thinking about what would glorify God most. And then on the money part, you know, a lot of people get themselves in a lot of trouble with that. So don't abuse the idea of, oh, we have a bunch or we don't have enough. And don't do the tipping points on those things of, you know, getting yourself in too much debt or in just living too extravagant of a lifestyle or whatever.
Yeah.
Give to the church, give to Christian causes, be wise about your finances, you know?
Yeah. It's helpful. Yeah. No, I think my only comment, it's really not much to say, just that the fact that these end up being such constant kind of flashpoints for couples probably just points out, I think, what the Bible says, that these are just pretty core aspects of life that reveal the heart, you know? Yeah. Like sexual sin is probably most often the fronted sin. If Paul's going to give a list of sins, Jesus says you can't serve God and money. What you do with money and how you think about it is going to reveal a lot about your heart. And the discipline of kids, I guess that's just where every parent lives all day long, right? Is they're just trying to live their life and raise the kids that God's given them. So, I don't know, just to recognize the importance of each of those areas. And then I like your first point, Mike, just to talk about it. Talk about it with your spouse and think about how can we glorify God in this. I don't think I have anything else to say. So, Mike, anything from you before we close this one?
No, do all to the glory of God.
Praise God. Okay. Well, listeners, hope that was a good encouragement to you in the middle of your week. Again, these are shorter podcasts in this little series, but we'll be with you again next week with the last of four. And until then, God bless you. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you next time.